The reign of Christ comes not by conquest, domination, and manipulation, but by gracious love, gladly given and willingly received. The reign of Christ comes near whenever people come in together and say, and if you follow your bulletin, Christ, we are your body, live in our hearts. Christ, we are your people,
God in our lives.
Christ, we are your witnesses.
Send us out in your name.
Our next reading comes from the book of Colossians. And in it, Paul reminds us that the story of Jesus is not just a tale to be told, but a new way of living. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in him. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called into the one body. And be thankful. We will now sing hymn 270, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Before he had seen
the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." Christ, the light of the world, gives each one of us light, so that we too may shine with gratitude, hope, and love. Even though it is not night, we will sing Silent Night, number 281.
So that all might believe through him.
He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. Number 282, it came upon the midnight clear. we come to you in prayer. We pray for your church, that it becomes an ever brighter sign of your love in the world. We pray for your world, for peace among nations, for peace between peoples, for a healthy creation. We pray for your people, for mercy, healing, and strength. We pray especially for Doug, Luke, and Jade, Shirley, Sam, Stan, Janet, Ray, and Betty, for Norma, Caroline, Doug, Karen Ruth, Larry, Hilda, Elizabeth, Hilda, Robert, Vera, Barbara, for Claire, and for all those we name before you. Give us all forgiveness and new life. We pray all these things in the name of the baby we adore, Jesus. Amen. Receive the blessing. Go in peace. May the love that made the stars be your guiding light. May the love revealed in Jesus be your hope and inspiration. And may the love of the ever-present Spirit give you courage, joy, and hope, now and forever. Amen. Shall we stand to sing our last one together? We'll stand to sing number 267, Joy to the World.